In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. No one of us wants to be here today. There has never been a service that I have any less desire to ever do. No interest. The scripture tells us how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. But our unity today is a unity of sadness and brokenheartedness. We are united in broken hearts, but also hopefully we are united as well in, with faith and hope in God and trust in God, because trust is needed for sure today, that we can still trust God, that He believes, that He knows what's best for us, that He understands what each of the life of each and every one of us is, what that life could be and should be. We teach in the Orthodox Church that life, that death is not natural. We say death is not natural. Death was not God's intention for His creation. And I believe today that's an easy message to convey, because none of this seems natural or normal or right. We believe that our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ came into the world as God's only Son, taking on our human life to be our rescuer from death. He who was born and held in the arms of His virgin mother, and then who was held on the arms of a wooden cross for us and for our salvation. That He is the answer to death, no matter when death comes to each of us in this life, that He is God's response to sin and death. Of course, the heartbreak and sadness of each of us cannot compare to Jonathan and Blair's heartbreak and sadness. There was a young mother once whose three-year-old child had an accident and they discovered was bleeding internally. And in those days, they didn't have any of the scans that we do now to look at what's going on inside. They said to the young mother, when we open him up to see where he's bleeding, we don't know if he'll live. If there's certain organs are damaged, we can't save him. And so through that tear, that young mother, you know, said to the Lord, Lord, we thank You for the time that we've had with him. If You want to take him, that is Your will. Thy will be done. That young three-year-old was me. And I cannot explain why my complaining life that I live, full of complaints about life, was given back to me and Jonathan's is taken. It's a mystery. There's a mystery there, and there's no point trying to justify and explain. But to say that John Allen has a message for us today, that his life was a message. In his short little life, he did the very best he could with the life given to him. We can say that. The medical people will tell you that, that he fought and fought and fought, and as they was said to them, these highly trained, skilled neonatal intensive care unit nurses, their skills were pushed and tested to the limit by the ups and downs that John Allen experienced in the intensive care unit. He challenged them to be the best they could be in his time. And today he challenges our feelings, our hearts, our thoughts about life. He allows us to see again the gift of life. The gift of life in John Allen, the gift of life in little Hudson Luke as well, who will carry on without his brother and will be given opportunities his brother was not. But maybe with his brother's prayers and encouragement from the heavenly realm, he will be greatly blessed also. In most of the non-Orthodox funerals I go to, the message is, well, so-and-so is in heaven, what about you? In our funerals, in the Orthodox Church, for a mature person, for an adult, we don't say that. We pray for mercy, for God's mercy. We recognize sins, that an adult is sinful and has fallen into many temptations and sins, as this prayer service said. With each of the verses for John Allen, commending him according to what we call Christ's unfeigned promise. In other words, the Lord didn't say it lightly when he said, bring the children unto me, because they are such as them belongs the kingdom of heaven. With all those verses according about the promise given to this blessed child, the last one verse was directed to ourselves, to we who have grown old in sin and grown old and falling short of the glory of God and failing to live up to the gift that life, to the gift of life that has been given to us. We have this expression, how is life treating you, people say. How is life treating you? We need to look again at our life, at our complaints about life, our complaining life. Realize again the gift. Realize again the treasure. Yes, hug our children. Embrace the life God has given to us. The life John Allen shows to us. In purity and holiness and faithfulness, to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. We want to be there where he is someday. We want to be there united in that choir of angels that he has been commended to this day. Without doubt. I can say without doubt today, John Allen is with the angels in heaven. No worries. But he asks us about our life. Without ever saying a word, speaks to us. He speaks to us about each of us. What will we do with the time we've been given? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst.